things that bothers us, discourages us, and sometimes displaces us, we tend to move on a step further to ask why. Maybe you may not say why God, but you say why. Some also go further to say why God. Because when you glance through your life, you realize that you have done nothing to deserve that which you are going through. It may be people treating you so badly. And you ask yourself, what have I really done wrong for this kind of treatment to be directed to me? But guess what? As I may not be able to give you an answer, as nobody around you may be able to give you an answer, this is what the word of God is saying. That there are things that belongs to the Lord and the Lord alone. And no matter what you do, you may not understand it. Amen. Are you with me, somebody? You may not be able to understand. So we should try to understand that difficult times will come. And difficult times is also around. It is not always rosily tapping hands together, rejoicing together. It is not like that. And sometimes, including myself, some leaders of the Bible kind of interpret the Bible in such a way that it's always rosily, just high and smiling. It is not like that. It is not like that. Amen. So Bible says that there are things that belongs to the Lord. So I want to understand that, number one, we must understand that we will not be able to understand everything. Amen. You will not be able to understand everything. So get this understanding in your spirit. That not everything that you are facing that you'll be able to put your finger on it. Oh, this must be the reason why I am going through this. Because sometimes when we try searching for answers, we bring more pressure, we bring more worries upon ourselves. Because no matter how hard we try, there will be no answers. Are you with me? There will be no answers. So that suggests to me that there are things only the Lord God knows why. Amen. And sometimes we that are around people that are facing difficulties, we got to be careful. The way we interpret things, the way we talk about things, because you don't know anything. You have no understanding what the person is going through. You don't know the reason why they are going through. So you got to be careful. If you have anything to do, my dear brother, my dear sister, it got to be your prayers. Hallelujah. It got to be your prayers. Because through prayers we find strength. We find understanding. We find peace. That is what the word of God says. Hallelujah. It says that we be anxious. We should be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, we should let our requests be made known to God. And by doing so, we receive inner strength that only comes from the Lord. So what did I say? Number one, you must try and understand that you will not be able to understand everything. It is long, but you can write it down. You cannot understand everything. Somebody may say, I am a Christian. Why am I going through this? Yes. We don't know. We don't understand. But sometimes things do happen that we don't know why. But at the end, there is a good future. There is a great hope. Hallelujah. That is why Bible says that we should not worry about anything. Hallelujah. Because all things will work together for our good. When we try to understand, we turn from the ways of the Lord and it becomes our way, and the things might not end up as God has planned it. When we leave it to God, we attract His peace. Amen. We do what? We attract His peace. Tell your neighbor, try not to understand everything. Because you won't be able to. Amen. Secret things belongs to the Lord. That which we pray with, that which we go along with, is that which has already been revealed to us. Let me go there because I want to go there. What you know is the word that when you read, you understand. That says, I am the Lord. I am your healer. I am your provider. That one has been given to you. That one has been provided to you. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is which we go by. Are you hearing me, somebody? That one is yours. You don't leave that one you know behind and go and search for that which you don't know. Oh, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you hearing me? Even the one you know, you've done nothing about it. How much more? Even if He reveals something new to you, how are you going to deal with it? Say, it is well. It is well. Say, it is well. It is well. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul says something in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Let's only do 11 and 12. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4. Amen. Is there not that I was ever in need? For I have learned. Say, I have learned. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For I have learned. That is what sometimes we struggle with. Learn to be at peace with God. Even learn to find peace within. Sometimes it is difficult. When the storms are raging and the winds are blowing, sometimes it's very, very difficult. Praise the name of the Lord. To look and rely on that which the Lord God has said. But here Paul said that I have learned. Meaning that he has taken his time to go through certain things and he has come to the full understanding that things are not always the same. Amen. Why somebody has married and for a while they have not yet given birth? There are things you don't understand. Why a Christian praying and seeking the face of the Lord had to go through certain situations? You might not understand. Why a Christian has to pass away? You might not understand. Because there are some secret things that belongs to the Lord. But in that situation, there is also something that we got to come to the understanding that no matter what it is, we got to learn to live with. I am telling you something. Please, be encouraged. Because no matter what it is, as as we don't take our faith away from God and we depend on him, the author and the finisher of our faith, hallelujah, goodness will find you. Favor will find you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you hearing me, somebody? Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Sometimes when I read about the story of Benjamin, Bible says yes, that the mother all these years waiting to give birth. God bless her. And Bible says as she was giving birth, his spirit started departing from her. What a sad story. One may ask why. I don't know. Amen. And I'm not going to rush to explain something to you. Recently, a gentleman came to me and said that I had a dream and da da da. I said, listen, I don't understand this thing that you are saying. Okay? I'm not going to try and explain something. I don't. Okay? But whatever that is in the dream that you think you like, say, Father, I thank you, you have given it to me. That which is in the dream you don't like, condemn it. Because that is what I know God has given to us. Amen. If you don't like it, you cancel it. Is that not true? If you like it, you claim it, you take it. Do you want me to come and tell you, oh, I saw something coming, bubbling up there, and it's shaping? No. I don't know. Maybe there'll be somebody who will know, but I don't know. And I got to tell you the truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you with me, somebody? Try to understand that it is not everything in life that you may be able to give interpretation to. It says, yes, that, but I have learned in whatever state I am to be what? Content. Is it not the Apostle Paul? The one who said that the window fell down, died, and he prayed for? And notable miracles was done through him. That suggests to me that, you see, it is not every situation that you may be able to say, oh, Father, thank you, and you are. No, sometimes, you got to share some tears. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you shed tears. Amen. Amen. You see, when we come here and we are clouded by all the things that we are wearing and things that the makeups is all in the place and everything, we think everything is okay with us. It is not so. We will be liars. But sometimes in our corners, there are things that are going on. But because we have kept our faith in the Lord, in all things we come out and we stand tall and strong in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. You will not be disappointed. When you count on Jehovah God, you will not be disappointed. Yes, the situation may be tough. Yes, things may be difficult. But in all things, he has declared that we are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. We should learn to understand. So he says that in every situation, I have learned to be content. Bible says, yes, that godliness with contentment is a great gain. Amen. And when you read that path, Timothy says, yes, that it did bring nothing here on earth. Everything that you have come here to acquire, gain, it is just by the grace of God. Is that not what you said?
just by his grace.
Sometimes we worried ourselves so much, fighting one another, bringing one down, saying things that are not true. You don't know. You don't know. You have no idea. And you are trying to concoct something to make something happen. You are worrying yourself. You are worrying yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Take heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Be with the Lord. All things are possible. He said that I will not leave you, nor forsake you. That is the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, my God. Somebody put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. You will not be able to understand everything. Hallelujah. You will not be able to. Your life, you plan things, and looks as if every year it's not really taking the path that you are. And you think that, oh, sometimes you think you are not doing something right. But when you really, really take through and do a reality check, you realize that you've done everything. Hallelujah. Pretty much everything. Of course, it's not our doing. Hallelujah. But you realize that which is there to do, it is done. And let me tell you also this. It is not the amount of prayers that you've prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we depend on, oh, I've fasted, that I've prayed, I've given, and I've done this, and I've done that. Hallelujah. It is not so. Amen. The Lord blesses. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's not forget who is the one blessing you. Praise God. May the Lord God bless his church. But number 12 says something. It says that I know how to be what? Abased. When things are good, yes, enjoy it. Praise God. When you have your family around you, enjoy them. Enjoy them. This mentality of a country where I was once born. You know, the person is alive, they will never do anything for the person. When the person passes away, and they do all kinds of things. Bringing debt upon debt upon the living. Now that I'm with you, you are not saying something good. Hallelujah. If you want to say something good about me, say it now. Hallelujah. When I'm dead and gone, whatever you say, I will not be able to hear. So now we have your family. Whatever little you have, enjoy. Be happy with it. Don't try to wait till you have built millions and things before you become happy. There will be no happiness there because you did not train yourself how to be happy. Praise the name of the Lord. So now is the time that whatever that you have available, whoever you have around you, whatever little that you have on the table, let it be matched to you. Amen. The wonderful people around you, appreciate them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you with me, somebody? He says, I know how to be what? Obey. And I know how to be abound. Hallelujah. These are seasons. These are situations. Hallelujah. These are different levels that we go through in life. Praise God. You need to understand that. And he says, yes, Dan. Everywhere and in all things, I have again learned. Praise the name of the Lord. I have learned. We got to learn to understand things. That both to be full and to be hungry. Both to be abound and suffer for what? Need. Amen. Sometimes we search for things. And sometimes you search and search. It may not be forthcoming. But we don't stop searching. We keep searching. Hallelujah. you with me? We need to understand that we will not be able to understand everything. Amen. Why a son is looking for his dad? You may not understand. You may not understand. But things do happen in life. So we have to be careful, people of God. We have to be careful. And trust the God that we are serving. Because he is the author, hallelujah, and the finisher, amen, of the race that is set before us. Amen. Amen. That we sometimes we are going through and we think, oh, calamity. Strange things has happened. Yes, it may be to us. But for all you know, it is a great blessing designed for you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. The Lord is good. And all the time. He says, I have learned. Amen. We should learn to appreciate things. Sometimes little things in life. Learn to appreciate them. If you have it today, that is what is available to you today. Amen. That is what is available. Play with that one now. For the fact that something new had not yet come, that means you have not finished exhausting that which you have yet. Hallelujah. There are still blessings, great value in that which you have. There is still great value in your wife. Great value in your husband. Hallelujah. There are still powerful things. Don't stop that one. Go looking for another one. Praise the name of the Lord. Enjoy the one you have now. I know you don't want to put your hands together because you didn't like what I said. Amen. God bless you. Maybe another time we'll continue. But let me give you this one and then we'll go. Amen. The Lord is good. There was four things that I wanted to give, but I've already given one. Let me give you the last one and then we'll go. Number two, understand that someone has control over your life. Amen. You need to understand someone superior has control over your life. Amen. You are not of your own. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And therefore, things sometimes are done in such a way that it will be in your favor. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 12, 16. Luke 12, 16. Let's read there quickly. You don't own your life. You don't. We don't. Then he spoke in a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. He purposed in his heart, thinking that he owns his own life. You know, sometimes the way people talk, they talk as if they own tomorrow. And sometimes they talk so proudly. I'm not saying that don't talk according to your faith. There's a different way to talk according to faith. When you talk according to your faith, it humbles you and it humbles everybody around you. But when you talk proudly, it's something different. Hallelujah. Amen. When you see people who talks by faith, you can also detect form of humility in them. But people who talks proudly is different. This is what the man said. A man who talks by faith will say that maybe I pray to God to lead me to do something. But he says that I will do this. This I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater ones. And there I will store all my crops and my food. It's a wise thing to do. But let's go to the next verse. And I will say to my soul. Hallelujah. I will say to my soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease. Take it easy. Drink, eat, and be merry. And listen to what the Lord God said. Because this shows that we do not have control of ourselves. Somebody up there, somebody superior has control over your life. And if you are to live and live well, that is where you put your trust. Hallelujah. In that person. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. May the Lord God bless you. But God said to him, you are somebody, you are a fool. This night, your soul will what? Will be required of you. Then those things which, no, those things be which you have provided. Am I reading it right? That's right. Yeah, you understand. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But God said to him, you fool, this very night, the message of the Lord will demand, the messenger of God will demand your soul of you and all things that you have prepared. Whose will they be? Hallelujah. Are you hearing me, somebody? My time is up. As I said, there are four things that I wanted to give, but two is enough for today. Hallelujah. All that I want you to understand is that take your time and put your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. All things will work together for your good. When you keep on trusting this God, when you walk with him, he will not leave you and he will not disappoint you. Don't try to do things in your own way. Maybe you've tried then and again and still it doesn't work. It is time for you to trust this God. Hallelujah. Don't abandon your dream. Don't say that it's not going to work. You will never know. Hallelujah. As you continue to stay in his presence, he will do everything in your favor. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God lift you up. May the Lord God cover you in every way. No matter what you are going through, know that there is somebody out there that looks after you. Continue to present your case before him and he will make everything work for your good. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can I ask you to stand on your feet?